Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, smoker, or even a deep fryer, because this is the Deer Camp edition. We're going to be heading to Deer Camp next week as the opener, and Barbecue Bob is going to break it all down on what you need to pack to go up there and have a good time. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, so much is cooking. It's a new day. It's an awesome, awesome time to get out in the woods and get your fire going and break out all that different type of grilling gear, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that, but Jop, I got to tell you, I had a fantastic, I wish you were with me, I had a fantastic time in New Orleans last week, and I was at the International Pool and Spa Show, and never been to New Orleans before, was never in Mississippi. I drove over to Mississippi, now I've hit all 50 states.
There you go. Yeah, I saw your mug on Facebook there where you selfied yourself in front of the Mississippi sign. So.
Well, that's just been something I've been longing to do.
That's a huge bucket list, man.
And I saw that I was going down there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm within striking distance.
Yeah.
And
I don't know anybody else that's been to all 50 states, so that's
well, you probably
cool.
do. That you probably, you know.
Well, they just don't take selfies. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I don't think I do.
No,
no, huh? I mean, yeah. that's a pretty cool accomplishment.
It's weird, yeah. It's awesome, but
it took you 60 years to do it.
We unfortunately stayed right on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, it's a little. You know,
it was a really nice hotel, but yeah. That's a stinky street, man.
Yes, it is
stinky street, and I think it's because of the sewer pipes. The vents and stuff, it's so old
yeah.
that they can't, the amount of stuff they run through there, they can't possibly vent it.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's some stuff.
I've got some colorful stories from that trip, but I'll spare our listeners. It is the Deer Camp edition, Deer Camp in America, and I have some other really cool stuff. While I was in New Orleans, I did my first segment on the David Webb Show Thursday nights on the Patriot Channel, 125, 9 o'clock Eastern to midnight. My friend David Webb does a great show, kind of a military politics show right up my alley. And so if you're on the West Coast, it comes on at 6 o'clock. But anyway, my segment is at 11 o'clock, and I do a segment called Patriots at the Grill. So it's just a little five-minute fun thing, but it's satellite radio. He's got a huge audience, and get a chance to maybe reach out and touch people around the world that that this show doesn't get to.
Yeah, he was a big supporter of the Operation GI Barbecue and continues to be.
Yes.
So great dude, great affiliation there, and he's really helped us a lot and continues to as we keep the Operation GI Barbecue moving forward. I tell you what, Bob, this week I had an opportunity to spend some time with one of our sponsors, Chaz from Schmoes.
Who?
And he took us over to the Hilton in Grand Rapids, which is now called the Doubletree. Many people in Grand Rapids know it as where the Hilton is there. And they did a beer and wine pairing with food, but it was predominantly with beer because we were there with Chaz from Schmoes, and the chef there put on a five-course meal. And they're going to be doing this same meal at the Wine, Beer, and Food Festival at the DeVos Place, which is coming up a week from this weekend, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. This is if you're a foodie, a beer guy, a wine gal, whatever it may be, this is a great place to go, the DeVos Place downtown. And Chaz and the people at Ganders, which really is short for Michiganders, they're going to do a complete Michigan beer and Michigan food pairing, and they're going to be doing it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So you got opportunities. There's seven different seatings that you could do this with, and you can get on the showspan.com/GRW, which is Grand Rapids Wine, And just check that out. There's a festival program, all that stuff going on. But I told my buddy Chaz that we would help him out with this because I tell you what, they've got a five-course dinner here that they're pairing with these different beers. And there was a sausage and venison gumbo that these guys have on this pairing that was absolutely fabulous. And you got to give this stuff a try. In relation to Deer Camp, this chef from Gander's is putting this together, and it's amazing. He's also got a jalapeno cornbread that was really, really good as part of this deal.
I love that.
If you get an opportunity next week, a week from today is the Saturday of it, but it's the Grand Rapids Beer, Wine, and Food Show. Actually, Wine, Beer, and Food Show. Check it out online. The tickets are very affordable, and it'll be a great meal. I've already had the meal, and it was a lot of fun. So thanks, Chaz, for inviting us along. Schmo's Brewery is going to be featured with all that great food from Gander's.
Well, he's just a big huggy bear anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of brewers, I want to personally extend my thanks to Nick Roloffs, who's my buddy Carl's son-in-law. Funny connection there, but he is one of the brewers at Gravel Bottom. Filled in for me last week.
And, he did a great job, by the way.
He fills in on 88.1. I think it's from Grand Valley or whatever. It's an awesome station. I listen to their music all the time if I get a chance. But he's just a talented kid. And did you have fun?
We did. And Nick was, as you said, talented. He's very, very knowledgeable when it comes to the beer and the science behind beer. And he was able to, we had Jeff from the Fish Lads down, and we covered a lot of seafood last week, and he was just spot on with pairing up the beers with a variety of seafood.
He's also, I'm Facebook buddies with him, and he treats his wife Mandy to amazing presentations. This kid has skills in the kitchen, on the grill, all over the place, and then he takes it to a level that I'm not very good at, and that's in beautifying your food. And I'm just maybe I'm too impatient.
Well, you're not impatient. You're practical. You're feeding the boys and your girls and your wife, and you're seven people sitting down for food at your house. You don't have time to make it look good because it's like piranhas when that stuff hits the table. Not that they don't have manners. That's not what I'm saying.
No, you're right.
But I
look
mean,
at
it's,
my
it's like I've eaten at your place before, and it's about volume. It's not about so much presentation.
Oh yeah, my wife made a beautiful big chuck roast from that that beef, that half a cow I got from Dan Hula, and it was the most wonderful roast I've ever had. And with Jordan and Alex home and Maggie and Olivia, and then Jordan's buddy came over with his wife and kid. It's like there were no leftovers. I got one helping of that beautiful roast, and I was thinking, man, I'd like another piece. And I'm looking, and it's like they're licking the bowl.
Right.
So, yeah, we've got dogs in our house.
Right. And it's good because, you know what, it's always fun to sit around your table. Meals are a celebration at your house, everybody. And I've always admired the fact that you make people sit down at the table. It's not drive-by eating.
And pray.
We will sit down, we will have a prayer, and we will eat our meal together as a family. And that in and of itself creates a great atmosphere for the period of time that you just slow down, sit together.
I think that's
bread.
Important. Thanks for those words, but I think that's important because we're such a fast country anymore. You know, everything's got to be instant and blah blah blah. It's a great time to talk. It's just like for us anyway. A bunch of us get in the hot tub. It's the same deal. There's no music on. There's nothing but you're just facing each other and you're enjoying some nice warm hot water and some jets maybe. But it forces community.
Right. And it's a time for you to just bring up topics. Our election was settled this week, regardless of which side you took.
There's a topic.
Right. We're gonna spare you that because by now you've heard about 5 days of it. But
hey, dude,
anyway.
In the next segment, do you mind if I break out my Deer Camp chili? Because I was working. You know, we're doing that competition. I want to show you something.
All right. I'm ready for it. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. It's chili time when we come back.
Hi,
it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to bounce around the deer camp today and talk a little bit about Barbecue Bob is up at deer camp right after the show here. And he took a whole carload of stuff, as a matter of fact, up there. And we're going to break that down a little bit for you. But we're first going to start with some deer camp chili. What are you thinking about that?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Welcome back to the show. And we do have a lot to go over. And before we do that, you had mentioned to me our buddy Matt Smith.
Pit Stop Catering.
Yeah. What's going on over there?
Well, Matt, every year, you know, we love to smoke turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we get a lot of questions about it on our Facebook and a lot of people that inquire about it. And, you know, Matt is a guy that runs a first-class barbecue shop in West Michigan. He's in Cascade, right on the east end of 28th Street. It's called Pit Stop Catering. Matt is this year. I gave him a shout because we usually talk to him about smoking turkeys, and Matt's good at it, but he's got 150 of them he's going to do this year. And if, in fact, you don't want to smoke your own turkey or you feel a little intimidated by it, but you'd like a smoked turkey, I said, hey, you know what? I'll give our buddy Matt a shout out on the Grilling Guys. Again, it's Pit Stop Catering. You can find it on Facebook. Right,
I did. I pulled up Pit Stop Catering on Facebook because I liked this page when we did our remote there years ago. So he says, so here it is, 140 turkeys available. We will sell out. So when they're gone, they're gone. I'll update the count on how many left. This is the ninth year of doing this. Huge amounts of repeat customers. Size of the birds, 12 to 4 pounds.
14.
I'm sorry, 12 to 14 pounds. And they're fresh turkeys.
Right. Never been frozen.
So there's a feat. And I know he went and got a new smoker, but the pricing is $7 a pound for the standard. And Mac Daddy turkey offering as well. Now these are the Cadillac of birds, he says. So go to on your Facebook page, look up three words, Pit Stop Catering. Like that page because he's just a tremendous guy. And this dude is widely renowned.
Okay. Oh, he is.
He's been on several TV shows. He's gonna be on the Travel Channel coming up on the United States of America, it's called, I believe. Greatest Pork of America with Roger Mooking, Coast to Coast. So,
and you know what else he's doing is he's putting his side dishes in grocery stores around West Michigan.
Wow.
They're that good. He's packaging them up and,
he is
and
that
selling
good.
Them in grocery stores.
So hit Pit Stop Catering on Facebook. Or they're in Cascade, Grand Rapids, Michigan on 28th Street. They're not open a whole lot because they do more catering than the restaurant. But cool success story. Coming up in the third segment, we're going to talk to those folks at Golden's Cast Iron Cooker, and that's down in Georgia. And I know Jop's begging for one of those. You cannot beg him on air for a cooker, okay?
Oh, watch me.
But if you go to the Grillin' Guys Facebook page, you'll see some pictures that I put up recently. I had used my Cajun cooker to practice on some chili, and you'll see a few of the hints are of how Jop and I are going to win this chili cook-off coming up.
Oh, yeah, so we got that.
So if you're competing against us, you might want to look at that picture a little bit. But the really cool thing is that Cajun Grill, which is T. Gid's company,
right,
is with that pot holder on the side. It'll hold my big 12-quart Dutch oven. So I put the chili in there while I was smoking the veggies and brisket. I'm putting brisket in it. And
there
it was,
we go.
It was such a cool picture. I'm sure you saw it, but adding some smoke to your chili is one really nice way to do it. But let's say you're going up to deer camp and you're going to bring some sort of cast iron cookware like a Dutch oven or something to put by your fire. There's a really nice way to do that, and depending on if you have a tripod or if you have something that will allow you to get some of the smoke from that hardwood you're burning, that's really nice. Then you can do an open pot.
Yeah, and let me tell you, don't throw pine boughs on there. Don't throw dead pine on your fire if you're going to be cooking over it. The tripod is just that, the triangular thing that you can hang the pot above the flames. And that'll get you some smoke in your open pot he's talking about. But you want to use hardwood. Don't use wet leaves. Get away from all of that because that gray smoke is not what you're looking for. You're looking for the wispy stuff that's hot and almost clear in color. And that, you know, throw some oak on there. Or if you got a dead hickory tree around, that'd be good. But yep, that's what you're looking for.
So if you're an originalist, which we are, I think we are. We tend to like to do a lot of scratch cooking.
Right.
One of the things you can do is you can roast all your vegetables on that tripod.
Right.
And that imparts some smoke. It pre-cooks them, and it totally changes the profile. Like your tomatoes, it totally changed flavor. The peppers take on an entirely new profile. And when you do those, all those vegetables – just leave them whole. You don't even have to like try and core your peppers or anything like that. You can just leave them all whole, and it's a wonderful way to roast your veggies. Matter of fact, if you're doing a campfire, there's all sorts of veggies you can roast that way. And if you want to throw stuff in foil and throw it on the side of your campfire, that's pretty cool.
Foil
too.
Barbecue Bob using foil?
Well, there is one thing I do that with, and that's beets. I'll take whole beets, and I'll wrap them in foil, and I'll just set them around the edge of the fire. And I've never been a plain beet fan at all. My mother used to make pickle beets.
Yeah, the purple ones that you get at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Sure.
But roasting them in foil and then opening them up when they're really well done and peeled, that skin just wants to fall off like a leather case. Really cool tasting vegetable. Really healthy for you. Got lots of great stuff. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Deer Camp Network. it's Deer Camp in America right now, and you can catch us out at thegrillinguys.com. Check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I am a consummate Twitter follower, and it's Grillin' Guy. So don't forget to use those resources, and you can get lots of recipes off that website. Let's say you're going to deer camp and you want to make a little jerky, you want to get prepped in time to go. There's some good jerky recipes there. There's just tons of resources. And
I want to touch back on the chili, and that is the spices that you're putting in chili. Are you getting the McCormick packet, which says mild or hot or spicy chili, or,
you know,
or another one, and ripping the top off and putting that in there, or what are you doing with that?
You know, there are so many profiles you can go with. Everybody kind of has their favorite, but your core group, and let's say, what region of chili do you want to use? Are you a Cincinnati chili guy? Are you a Tex-Mex guy? Are you a Cajun chili guy? They all have different versions of what they of what they like to include. Like I noticed when I was down in Louisiana, T-Gid on his chili, he's really big on their Holy Trinity is different than ours. Our Holy Trinity is celery, carrots, and onions. Their Holy Trinity is celery,
onions, and peppers. They take the carrots onions out and peppers. Put the peppers
yes.
in there. Right.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, those little things, those little nuances make quite a difference in the overall profile of your chili. And then, of course, you've got cumin. You've got some people like paprika. You definitely have to have sea salt, black pepper. I like to throw white pepper in as well. And then I'm roasting all the peppers, so I don't do too heavy on the pepper, because once you roast all those peppers, you're going to get all the heat you need.
Right, right. And back to the campfire real quick. When you're roasting those, you want to pull that grate up quite a ways.
Oh, yeah, it's a slow process.
It's a slow process. You don't want them right down on the heat. And you might want to turn them a couple times. They might blacken on one side as the heat, and they start to blister a little bit, but that's when you know they're cooking.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you hear that noise in the background, they're working on our building here, so yeah. Pardon the noise.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Ed Boyd Jr., a place that he has called Golden's Cast Iron Cooker. And Bob had an opportunity to take a look at one of these and was very impressed, so we wanted to bring it to you. We're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob, you spent a little time in New Orleans last week and at the pool and spa show, And when you were down there, you always got a little nose going for new equipment and something that is being introduced to the grilling world. And I understand you found a cool Kamado cooker we want to talk about, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us again. It is the Grilling Guys. On thegrillingguys.com is all the stuff you need to know, and you'll be able to find out about this next cool company. I was at the International Pool and Spa Show, and fortunately for me, there were some guys like we're going to talk to right now who are putting their wares out there saying, hey, look at me. And next week we're going to cover another one. But this is the coolest thing I found at the show, I'm happy to say. And right now on the grilling line is Ed Boyd Jr., Golden Cast Iron Cooker Man of the Year. What's up, buddy?
How about it?
I spent quite a bit of time with these guys, Jop, and they're just some good old boys from Georgia who have this massive foundry and thought that they needed to do a little something extra to help out the people in America. Tell us what you got.
We've got the Golden's Cast Iron Cooker that we have brought to the market here in the last year. A little bit about us. We've been around since 1882, started servicing the regional agricultural and textile economy here in the southeast with cane mills and syrup evaporators and things like that. Started evolving into more of a commercial casting maker as time went on after World War II, and that's where our focus had been up until about the last two or three years when we felt like riding this industrial economy was making us a little seasick. And we decided we needed to have a consumer product again. And looking what we could do with cast iron, because that's certainly what we know, we looked at the grilling market and particularly the Kamados that are out there, and felt like while there's a lot of great products in that segment, there wasn't anything that had the resilience and had the durability that a cast iron cooker would bring. And so we hit the design board and started throwing some ideas up there and ended up with the shape that we have now, which is the familiar Kamado shape. And once we got a prototype going and started doing a little cooking on it, we knew that that was the direction we wanted to go.
Well, Ed, I got to believe that the ability for this thing to heat up and hold heat is unlike any other Kamado that's on the market, right?
It's absolutely unlike anything else that's on the market. You know, ceramics, there are some advantages to ceramics from an insulation standpoint, but cast iron and the way that it heats up and holds the heat and pours that energy back into the vessel allows us to do some really neat things with some long, low, slow cooks. We've gone 17, 18 hours on a single batch of coal, and the only reason we stopped at 17 or 18 hours is because we ran out of food to cook. I believe we could have continued going at that point. It does a phenomenal job searing steaks at 800 degrees or maintaining that low temperature.
Wow.
Perfect fall apart pork shoulder. It's some good stuff.
Well, I'm dying to cook on one of those babies. I'm going to come down there and see you sometime in the next few months because I do frequent Georgia. I love that state.
We'd love to have you.
Isn't it funny? You know, I love every state. Every time I go in a state, I go, wow, this is such a cool state. And Georgia's one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just because I love this country. But when I saw you and your brothers and your dad, your dad is so cool. But when I saw you guys standing there, I think you were the first one that started pitching me. I was going to walk away because I was totally convinced this was another Chi-Com piece of crap. And I'm like, I don't even want to hear it. I'm so sick of these guys bringing in cheap Chinese junk and making money on it and screwing people out of work. And here you guys are, as soon as you said it's fully made in America, I just did a head shake and was like, what?
Yeah, look, my brothers and I are fifth generation in this business. We've been an American manufacturer for a long time. That is something that is near and dear to everything that we do through our Foundry Society affiliations in that industry and now in what we're doing in the grilling market. There's no doubt that making something here is what we're all about and why you won't ever see this outsourced. I mean, we're making sure that we're keeping jobs in Columbus, Georgia for these guys who are putting this thing together for us. And it is something that we're not going to steer away from at any point. You know, you control quality better that way. You certainly control the product better that way.
Well, Columbus, Georgia is quite an industrial town anyway, isn't it? Isn't there a lot of heavy industry there?
Well, it has been in the past. We've seen a little bit of resurgence lately in some of the growth in the auto market that's come back to our region. That's not Columbus per se, but it's close by. But
okay.
We've traditionally been a textile town because of the amount of fall that we've got in the Chattahoochee River right nearby, but most of that textile work has gone overseas. You know, we had a grill manufacturer here, Charbroil, used to make grills here. They're still based here, but unfortunately not making the grills here.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay.
So it's still a great company. We enjoy our affiliation with them, but they're not making it here anymore. And that was one of the things in bringing a grill to be made in Columbus back. That was a good thing for us to do.
Ed, got a couple questions for you. First of all, doing a little research on your product, I see this thing weighs 334 pounds.
That's correct.
This is a man's grill. Where can somebody find one of these? I noticed that you, when you test marketed this in 2015, you put the first 50 out there. And how long did that take you to sell? And then where can we find one now?
We sold the first 50 in about 15 minutes. they went quick. We're adding retailers by the day. We've got actually on www.goldenscastironcooker.com, we've got a map that shows our retail locators. We actually have the country covered in some way. We've got a retailer in Augusta, Georgia. We've got one in Anchorage, Alaska. So we've got the borders covered. We got a lot of space to fill in between, though.
Well, here's my takeaway on this. If any of you out there listening are retailers, this is the tip of the day, because this is a territory you want to grab up. This is going to be one of those things you'll look back on and say, yeah, I was the first guy in my area to sell this. Because number one, it's made in America. Now, Big Green Egg's made in Mexico, and their stand is made in China, and they crack. You know, all those other ones are made in China. And all the ceramic ones will crack. I don't care where they're made. How many parts have you bought for your egg, Jock?
Can't count.
Yeah.
Right.
The liner.
Because I use it, right? And when you use it, it breaks down. That's why I'm so pumped about this thing, is it appears to me that even the firebox, everything inside of it is one piece cast.
Everything. Off-center plate. It's so sweet.
But look, guys, life is fragile. Your grill doesn't have to be. We designed this thing so it would be something that, even though we offer a lifetime warranty on it, we don't believe you'll ever have to use that.
Yeah, one quick question is, I was talking about this with a couple people, and they said, well, we're in Michigan. It rains, it snows, it's hot in the summer, it's cold in the winter. What about rust?
We've got a great powder coat on the outside of this thing, so that the outside is going to be fine. It actually prevents any of that from happening very, very well. The inside, first time you cook on it, the dome is going to season on the inside. You're going to get that good smoking oil attaching to it, and so you're not going to have any rust issues on the dome. The grilling surfaces, so the grates and the searing plate, you'll want to treat that like a cast iron skillet. Just apply a little bit of oil between cooks, and you'll
Very
be
good.
Fine from that standpoint.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to be talking to you again, Ed, and congratulations to you and your family. GoldensCastIronCooker.com is where you want to go for these guys, or check out the grilling guys, because we're gonna link up to you, and we're going to try and help you in your venture. But pleasure to meet you, and very much enjoyed learning about your product, and we're going to be seeing a lot more of you.
Great. Thank you all for the time this morning.
And say hi to your daddy.
We'll do it.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, Bob, cast iron Kamado, it has a lot of appeal to me, because I tend to use my ceramic Kamado just for smoking. I don't grill a lot on it, but with all these cast iron parts, being able to bring that to 750 with some coal and putting a sear on that.
He said 800 degrees on a steak.
Putting a sear on a steak like that.
Oh, dude, and the grates are all cast.
Right.
So the sear is phenomenal with cast.
Right, always is, yep. Absolutely.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Cool.
Okay, I'm ready for one. You're right.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about a beef loin on the rotisserie I put together this last week, and we might touch on a little chili cook-off we're in, too. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of your bed, put your feet on the floor, and fire up a grill, smoker, or even a deep fryer in your backyard. Or if you're already at deer camp, like Barbecue Bob will be later today, then you might even do it in a Dutch oven. But anyway, it's a great weekend to tailgate, do whatever it is that you like to do on a Saturday, because we're here just to help a little bit. And Barbecue Bob, what's the first thing you're going to cook when you get to deer camp?
Oh, that's a good question. Welcome back. I'm so hardcore on the hunting time that I kind of cheat and I make a lot of stuff up in advance.
That's not wrong.
One of the few things I'll be actually making there is beef stew. And so I've got my big 12-quart Dutch oven, and I've got some beautiful chunks of it was chuck that I got at Sobey Meats. And then I brought up just all kinds of carrots and potatoes and celery and onions and all that stuff, and I'm going to throw it all in the pot. I'm going to put some seasoning in it, and I'm going to head off to my blind. And when I get back it's going to smell so good. But what I did was I practiced on our chili recipe for the chili cook-off, and I literally smoked that chili, like I told you, it's on the Cajun grill. And I didn't necessarily follow the recipe we did 2 years ago. I played with it a little bit. And,
well, that's chili, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't generally do an exact recipe.
It's, yeah.
You know, a little of this, get a taste for it.
I made a whole bunch of it up, because when I leave, the women in my house are spoiled because I'm on the grill like every night.
So
and like,
you say.
Well, yeah. It's like, what are we going to eat when you're gone? It's like, hello, we got a big kitchen here and two hands. You're good.
Right.
So what I do is I grilled up a bunch of chicken breasts. I smoked a brisket. I'm taking half of that with me. And just a bunch of stuff. So they're all set. You know, they can literally hermit out for a week and they'll make it. They won't be dead when I get home from
starvation. They're probably good to see your taillights go down the driveway if the truth was known.
They'll welcome you back too. They're all very competent in the kitchen. Yeah. It'll just force them to put Netflix down for a while.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about this chili and beer festival that we're a part of on December the 3rd. And the reason is there's still room for a couple teams.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we're in Ada, Michigan, and you can find this thing on Facebook, the Ada Chili and Beer Festival is what it's called. Now, Barbecue Bob and I, this is the third year we're going to be in this thing.
Yeah.
We won it the first year. Yeah. We took second place last year. We're coming back. We're bringing it all. And if you want to come and have a great day of fun, I think we start at like 6:30 in the morning with and it's a health department inspection because we're opening. The chili is served from 11 to 3 to the public, and you just get in there, throw down some chili. We're pairing up with the Gravel Bottom Brewery.
How fun.
This year. But if you're interested in getting involved, I know there's a few spots left. It's the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. Just look them up on Facebook. You'll find that, and you'll be able to come in there and rub elbows with Barbecue Bob and I, because you know, you got to be comfortable with finishing second if you get in, but other than that, we'd love to have you there.
I told you not to talk, you know what?
Smack? Come on, we got to throw a little bit of smack down. Our friend Rob at the poorhouse.
Yeah, you're good at that. You're good at that. So here's Jop 2 years ago. Hey, I signed us up for a chili cook-off. I'm like, really? Yeah. I'm like, wow. Well, what is it? Good nationally sanctioned chili cook-off with that. And yeah, so blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, gosh. I didn't know that was your strong suit. And he just started laughing. He's like, what? Yeah. I was like, well, you must be awful confident if you sign
us
up.
Well, I just know the competition, right? Yeah. There's great competition. Wow. It's a lot of fun, and it's just bragging rights. We did get invited to the national, as winning it, though. We got invited to a national cook-off.
Yeah.
We didn't go. And
Too much money.
Yeah, and we won't again if we win. This is a local thing, but it is West Michigan or wherever you're coming from. If you think you can bring it in a pot of chili, check it out. They ate a chili and beer festival. It's on December 3rd on a Saturday morning. Love to have you guys.
Well, we're going to have some new tricks up our sleeve this year. But my point was, and to me, honestly, I don't hold off. I never got the trophy anyway. I think it's in your office.
Well, you get everything else. Yeah, I get the trophy. My business is in Ada. When people walk in, it makes a little bit of sense.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. But they are doubling the number of teams. They're looking for 30 teams this year, so the competition
will
be stiff.
That was my point. It's like last year alone, that thing was huge.
Right.
There were like 15, probably 30 microbrewers.
Right, yep, exactly. Yep.
It was a ton of fun, and I got to tell you, they did it for being a local chili cook-off. They really have a good foundation.
Yeah, they're going to have a band and everything. And it is sanctioned again if you're interested in competing.
But I saw some cool pictures that you posted on the Grilling Guys of you with your new charcoal pit and rotisserie doing a loin. Tell us what you did.
You know, that was a lot of fun. Our friends over at Sobey Meats had a great deal on whole beef loins. So I went over and bought one. And, you know, a beef loin is about the size of a softball on one end and about the size of a tennis ball on the other. So I cut the thing in half so it was about the same circumference, right? And froze off the big half and actually gave that to you for deer camp. So I hope you enjoy it. But the small end, put it together on the rotisserie with the forks. And this is simple, guys, and that's why I wanted to go over it. I set up my charcoal grill with the rotisserie over the top. I set an offset fire. Right, my charcoal grill's rectangular. It's not a circle one. It's a stainless steel one. It's rectangular. So I pushed the fire to the back so it's not directly under the rotisserie. And I put those forks on there and kind of crunched that whole piece of loin together as tight as I could get it so it was uniform in circumference. Because that's the key when we're doing rotisserie food, is that you want it to be the skewer down the middle of it, and you want it to be about the same diameter so it doesn't get overdone on one side as it rolls and underdone on the other. It's not a science, but just look at it and try to run your skewer down the middle. Then I put a little, all I did, and this is just, I trimmed a little bit of the excess fat off it, and then I put some of our Old World Olive Company garlic EVO on the outside.
Love that stuff.
Covered it with simple, guys. There's no magic here. Just a Montreal Canadian steak seasoning. You've seen this stuff
Gordon's
in the bottle.
Foods.
Anywhere you want to get it. And it's salt, garlic, a little bit of pepper, red pepper flake. and there's some dehydrated onion in there. Yep. And you just put that stuff on there with the oil. It makes it stick very liberally on there. Set that thing and forget it. You know what? I checked it after about 45 minutes. I was at 112 degrees internal temperature. I wanted to go to 125 in an hour. I had about 3 pounds of beef loin done and took it off, let it rest, and then cut it. You can see that video on the grilling, guys. It turned out fabulous. But okay, the thermopen was the key.
I was just going to say that. Here's your reason to go get that new MX4, Mark IV, whatever right. It's called, thermopen, $99, flip screen, everything. But, you know, when I was doing this brisket just the other day, I was doing all kinds of stuff. And I was really struggling because it was the first time I did one on my Cajun, so I was, you know, it's new piece of equipment. I've had the grill for a long time, but I have so many smokers, I've never tried smoking anything that big on the Cajun. It worked beautifully, by the way, but I couldn't find my thermopen because the boys were home, and they helped Maureen clean up the kitchen, the mess I made, and they put it in a different spot, and I was running all over the place trying to find it. You have to have a thermopen. Go to the Grilling Guys website or go to, and click on the link there. It'll take you right to the page to show you every product, and our website's just a great resource for all that stuff. But I'm telling you, also, I forgot to tell you, when I was down with T-Gid, they're bringing out a totally stainless version of the Cajun. They're going to bring it up north. That thing's hitting the market again. Dude, you have to see this new stainless Cajun. It is bad. You know what?
Yep, very cool. Lots of fun when you get to see new equipment. You get to try it out, and you kind of know the history. Like we talked to Ed Boyd or the Percy Guidry Company.
And next week, I'm going to turn you on to another really cool thing I found at the show. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But it's exotic. It's exotic, baby.
Yeah, anything that's exotic and associated with Barbecue Bob, you're going to want to listen to. So coming up next, we got one little closing segment here. Might talk a little bit about some deer camp stew. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Allen Bob Sports Big Buck Photo Contest is back. With adult and youth divisions, Allen Bob's is picking two $20 gift certificate winners every week and giving away two grand prizes of a Muddy BS 360 hunting blind and a $250 Allen Bob's gift certificate. Just bag your buck and take a great photo. Entry instructions are at allenbobs.com or on Allen Bob's Facebook page. Allen Bob's Big Buck Photo Contest is running now through November 29th.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Bickey's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. The best pasty in lower Michigan by far. Now, if you're headed to deer camp, you might want to cruise and find Saranac and head over to Vicky's and bring some of those babies up to deer camp because, let me tell you, they are so stinking good, and oh my gosh.
He's got three or four flavors of those things, too. You know, you can get the beef, you can get the chicken, or you can get vegetable ones if you roll like that.
He even played around with that veggie one. It was actually really good. It goes against everything I've ever been taught, and I would normally not want to admit that I tried one, but I didn't want him to feel bad.
Right.
It was good.
Ketchup or gravy, whichever way you roll, they're good.
Yep. Cool. So, you know, Jop, now that the election's over, we're going to be able to get the focus of our military. I've been working on the Marine Corps.
Did you do man law
closely.
Yet?
Oh gosh, should I do that?
Yeah, I think maybe you should. Let's take a shot at what man law is.
I got is deer camp on my mind. I'm sorry, man. I just can't think. So, okay, so deer camp is on my mind. Man law should be. Here's today's man law again. You cannot rat out a friend who's showed up to work with a massive hangover. Guys, that sounds familiar. However, you may hide the aspirin, smear his chair with Limburger cheese, turn the brightness on his computer way up so he thinks it's broken, or have them paged every 7 minutes.
Yep, and I got one more to add to that. It was a classic one I did when I was working between high school and the end of college in the summers. We had a supervisor that wore safety glasses, and we took and put a big thumbprint on a piece of clear tape and then put the tape on the right lens of his glass and then cut the tape so it just was perfect around the lens. And he'd take those glasses off and rub them on his shirt, trying to get that fingerprint off, hold them up, put them back on. He'd go, ah, damn. And then he'd do it again and again. It was hilarious. So that was the day he came to work hungover.
Okay, that's a better one. Okay, so back to the military deal. We are going to be able to now finalize our shipment. And we're going to actually need some freight money and the GIBBQ fund we rated pretty heavy to pay for those American Barbecue System smokers. So if you want to help out with this, it is GIBBQ.com. We have two more loads to ship, and we're trying to get them overseas right now. And I'm feeling really good about it, but there's going to be a fair amount of expense there. So if we could raise another 10 grand, it would be really helpful. Go to GIBBQ.com, see what we've done so far. There's two complete shipments, and each shipment is a giant Judge smoker like mine from American Barbecue System. It's a pallet of the country's very best charcoal called Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. I can't say it. And then a pallet of American Stockyard barbecue sauce from Original One in Kansas City.
Right.
And actually, Fat Daddy's out in Idaho is going to give us some spices again, too. God right. bless that guy.
And our friends at Smithfield, because meat is tough for us to ship, they're going to help us with, because they're already through the GI, or the military, rather, procurement system.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be able to get fresh pork there wherever we send them, if it's country appropriate. And it doesn't matter, because
we're bringing it anyway.
Right. We're bringing it.
That's right. We're shipping to Marines, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're going to deer camp, be safe. Wear a strap in a tree. Don't be falling out when you want to take a nap. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And we'll be talking with you after Bob gets his big old buck. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.